Welcome, dear ones. We are so delighted that you've joined us this week on this spiritual journey of personal transformation into freedom, reset into freedom. Freedom is one of the biggest deals there is. I think awakening and freedom are two critical objectives.
I would love you to tell everyone, this was such an incredible thing for me, that when I met Daniel, he said to me that ever since he was a very young person, almost a child or a teenager, that when you were asked if time and money were no problem, what would you do?
The answer that bubbled up from inside was set people free.
Yeah.
And after I had been living with that answer, that explicit answer, for a while, I realized that I had started doing that when I was an adolescent, if not earlier. It was quite a revelation for me.
Well, I'm glad you're on the call, Daniel.
Thank you. So am I.
You're living your mission right now.
Yeah. Well, we're really honored. You have made the commitment to invest your time and your energy to work with us during these three calls. And we're appreciative of your trust, and we're devoted to empowering you to make the most important changes that you seek. Our understanding is that your thoughts are the only thing that stop you from having the life you want.
That's the good news and the bad news.
Yes. Each week, we're going to focus on working with one of three universal truths that will get you into the right code and change your frequency for more love, well-being, and abundance. Mm.
And the call objective for us are for you to develop reliable ways to shift your state and connect with your true self, and we will be doing a true self meditation later in the call, to be able to change your base state, or what we call your default code, and for you to be immersed and attuned to the high frequency vibration of enlightenment and wholeness. So let's just start by taking a deep breath. Just if everybody can just take a deep breath. And just using your imagination, let's just call in a column of white light to come in, down, and through you. Breathing into that white light is your true self. And we're going to have this really beautiful expanded connection to your true self with you for the rest of the call.
We have four essential modalities in our process that help you change your thought system and create new neural pathways, recode your DNA, and basically master your life. And each of the three calls will incorporate inquiry, attunement, corrections, and activations. And we've found that used in combination, they empower you to quickly and sustainably change your frequency, your code. And using the four modalities together is foundational in our approach to inner work and being able to reset your ideas, beliefs, and stories, to reset your frequency into freedom. In inquiry, you ask yourself powerful questions. This focuses on your code and your program. Inquiry helps you discover what's stopping you from changing the way you think, and it's the first step in healing, as during inquiry you discover it's either a conscious or unconscious program that's preventing you from becoming neutral and changing your thoughts. Attunement practices harmonize with the frequency of enlightenment and wholeness and love. A correction is where you discover and delete or neutralize the emotional charge around a dysfunctional unconscious program. And we use the quantum neutrality process in our corrections. Activation goes beneath the surface of the unconscious mind to activate the energy that drives the engine of success. We also liken activations to attunements on steroids.
So during these calls, inquiry, attunements, corrections, and activations. And they're the four modalities, but it's where we've really brought together the Eastern Enlightenment practices with the modern-day Western scientific information. And it's such a beautiful way of working. The more you work with us, the more you'll get why we're using these four modalities. So during the calls and via the recordings, we not only energetically remove the obstacles to your success via our own frequency, but we also change the energetic patterns that accompany the unconscious thoughts, ideas, and beliefs that created any of your problems. And that's why these three calls are called activations. These not only support deep personal transformation to facilitate achieving your goals, but they also facilitate optimizing your higher awareness and even influence better health and vitality.
The second universal truth to reset into freedom and to dissolve obstacles to success is as invaluable as the next breath you take. Forgiveness is the key that opens the door to inner peace and the ability to fully connect with your true self, the love that you are. Big shifts happen when you're able to take responsibility for your role in any situation, to find the compassion that comes naturally when you're fully connected to your true self and you're able to forgive. Our mantra is, I forgive everything.
I don't know that you even need to write that down, but for this week, that's what you are going to be practicing. I forgive everything.
Redefining and using forgiveness is critically important to your overall quality of life, health, and happiness. Jay Roberts, an MD, cites a Harvard medical study and concluded holding a grudge can actually kill you, and the symptoms that unforgiveness can cause include inflammation, increased cortisol, autoimmune problems, heart disease, cancer, severe headaches, stomach and abdominal problems, increased stress, insomnia, and the benefits of forgiveness include reduced stress, better heart health, stronger relationships, reduced pain, and greater happiness and well-being. It's enlightened self-interest to forgive. Not just the lip service, ego, mind, self-righteous, well, I forgive you, but the real forgiveness, which is always based on unconditional love and knowing that anything that's hurt you is not and never has been real. It's still only a story everyone has by default agreed to play. Remember, when you're employing radical personal responsibility, you first have to look at what you've been thinking, saying, doing, and projecting to make sense of the situation. In most cases, feeling bad about a situation happens because you have the same unconscious programs running your show as the person who's hurt you. They act like a mirror to your programs, which then make it easier to feel bitterness and confusion.
So when that happens, the good news is you've received an alert. You have a program. The alert is, I've got a program running, and it's been triggered, and it's time to delve into the cause of the pain and forgive yourself and the situation. We want you to know that real forgiveness happens when you trust your true self to make the decisions that uplift, empower, and enlighten your life. So forgiveness requires not only unconditional love, but it also requires an incredible amount of compassion for you and the rest of humanity. Otherwise, it's still just judgment. So with forgiveness, you expand and upgrade your frequency, whereas with unforgiveness, there's a contraction that happens. And I think we've all felt it. You know, when you haven't forgiven something or someone, don't you have that negative mind chatter that's going around and around your head? And it's like it's really taking up rent-free space in your mind. And It's the stuff that positively drives you crazy. But once you've taken personal responsibility, and if you haven't had time to listen to the call, the first call, please go back and listen to it, because as we talk about radical responsibility, we talk about the fact that you are the star, the director, the screenwriter, and the casting director of the play and the movie that is your life. So it's almost like we've given everybody a script. And remember that whatever frequency you're on, whatever you're vibrating at, the universe conspires to expand and give you what you're vibrating at and where you're at. So really choose wisely as to what you want to do and be in this world. And knowing that you're on this call, we just really appreciate the fact that you want to be a powerful force for good, and to do that, you have to forgive, forgive, forgive.
Let's go through the steps to forgiveness. First of all, you acknowledge that there are ego mind programs at work in the situation, and not only someone else's programs and perceptions, but your own as well. So our first step is really taking ownership. Second step is to activate your heart. Reinterpret the situation via your divine mind code. Visualize white light filling you. Breathe deeply. Breathe in the white light. With unconditional love, feel the feelings you would feel if you knew the highest and best for all concerned was being realized. Step three is to forgive yourself and others for choosing ego mind programs instead of divine mind programs. The fourth step, peace is restored when forgiveness ends your ego mind's dream of conflict. I should say nightmare of conflict.
Yeah, because that is what the ego mind is master at. It's master at separating us from our heart, from each other. And when it does that, obviously conflict, war, pain, grief, guilt, shame, they're all part of it.
And finally, forgiveness invites grace. And without the unconditional love, the fullness of God's love, which is grace, forgiveness is still only judgment.
Mm-hmm. So now that we've given you that second universal truth, really, you know, as we said in the beginning, it's as important as the next breath you take. It's time to go into some corrections. So we're going to ask you to put your hand up if you've got something that you would like me to work on. And just for all of the people around the world who are tuning into the first time to our work, and that is that we see you as a perfect divine being, almost like an organic, perfect human computer. And there, everything about you is perfect. However, from childhood conditioning, from ancestral programs and DNA, genealogy, from living in other dimensions and past lives, we've accumulated a lot of imprinted and programs and stories, we call them stories as well, that no longer serve you. The problem is they're so sneaky, they're in the unconscious, and what happens is that when you're deciding you're going to give a talk, you're going to go into a meeting, you're going to go out on your first date, when you're going to do anything at all, they can rear up and slap you around, literally. So they'll make you feel like you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not beautiful enough, you don't deserve that pay rise. Hang on, you know, why aren't the people that I'm meant to be in leadership with listening to me? Why is this happening? Why am I out of control? Why don't I have the love of my life? And all of these programs will come up, and they'll manifest in lots and lots of different ways. So a lot of it can be getting a cold, to all the way to getting cancer. It can be to holding you back and not being as successful as you've come here to be. And it certainly means that you're not going to make the impact in this world that you have agreed to come here to make. And that's why doing the quantum neutrality process, which is what we call as corrections, absolutely going in on a quantum level, discovering the core program and story, and being able to neutralize and delete the emotional leakage around that core event, emotion, and decision, means that you are then free to be the person that you were always meant to be. So I hope that sounds exciting to you if you've never heard of this before, because truly it never ceases to amaze us, the instant shifts that are possible, and you'll hear them on this call now. So if there's anything that you're feeling unhappy about that you would like to for me to work on, please put your hand up. I've already got one hand up, and that's from Maria in New Zealand. And Maria, we're going to unmute you so that you can tell us what you would like me to work on. Okay, you're unmuted, Maria.
Hi, Sandra. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Okay? Welcome. Yes.
Thank you. Can I just say, last week I had to leave to go to a meeting before the end of the call, and you did the white light integration with the true self. That was so beautiful. I went and did it on the from the recording, and it was so powerful. I almost cried. It was beautiful. So thank you, thank you for that little practice.
You're welcome. We'll do another one today.
Awesome. So I obviously I'm running a program or a story. I came back from Melbourne, which was amazing. I've felt very centered in my heart the whole time, which has been fabulous to be able to hold that. But about 2 or 3 weeks after I came home, I started feeling really tired, too tired to exercise, didn't meditate every day. I got severe indigestion and heartburn, almost chronic, and my neck kept going out. So I kept trying to work on what, you know, programs were, you know, were coming up about it. But I've never got to the core of it. And one of the things that I was looking at was energy healing and wanting to heal my body energetically, because, you know I can, but obviously this program somewhere says I can't, or I'm not, you know, I shouldn't. And so I've been working on all aspects of that, trying to find this, but I still know I haven't got it. I was guided to do a healing statement to put to potentize. A healing statement, and I started doing that. I started doing that yesterday. But one of the things in the last couple of days, because obviously I'm getting closer to being able to do this, is that now I have waves of nausea followed very quickly by what feels like a hot flush as my body temperature goes spaz. So somewhere tied up in that is, you know, I know that the statement that they've given me is, by that I mean the ancients and my true self, is really powerful. I'll share it with you if you like. It's energetically bringing my body into balance, harmony, 100% efficiency and perfect health on all levels, in all systems and in all cells, with grace and ease. So I know this is going to heal. It's going to heal me. I just need this program gone.
Okay. So I just want you to slow down for a moment, because what that mantra that you just said was truly fabulous, and I would like you to say it a lot slower, so that people, and very clearly, so that everybody on the calls and who are going to listen to the recordings will actually get that, because that's a very powerful mantra, and it's really important for other people to have it too, if you don't mind.
No, I know. Sorry, my Kiwi accent, and when I get excited, I talk even faster. So here's the statement.
Okay, here's the statement. Right.
Energetically bringing my body into balance, harmony, 100% efficiency and perfect health on all levels, in all systems, and in all cells, with grace and ease.
Beautiful. So I'm sure that there are other people on this call who understand what you're trying to do here. So what you're saying is that you want to be able to energetically heal your own body, that you know you can do that, but there's something stopping it.
Yes.
You're okay, good. So let's just go in and have a look at what that is. Now, for those of you who have never worked with us before, when we're looking for a program, we're testing to see where the program comes from, and we're testing to see on what level, and that levels, those levels can be spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, psychic, and psychological. And if it's on a spiritual level, if that comes up, we always go there first, because once you get the spiritual out of the way, it usually acts like dominoes and it helps with the others. So if I go in now and tap into you, Maria, and I look at where those programs are coming from, definitely spiritual, and it's all of them. It's coming from every single level. So there's you're being hit really on a spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, psychic, and psychological level. So let's just go in and find out on a spiritual level what's responsible for this, the waves of nausea and the hot flushes. And I gather the hot flushes are not part of menopause like mine are. These are associated with the healing. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think they're part of menopause that have kicked in again.
Yes. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. The biggest one really is the nausea and the indigestion and all of that goes. I feel like I've got a massive big tire around my middle now, which I'm reflecting in my body, by the way.
Yes. Okay. So let's just go there, and if you just give me a moment just to tap in to see what is responsible for this. I've got a little girl who's just really appeared to me in here, and she said her life is hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Look, that was really interesting. Her life is hard to swallow. She can't cope with what's happening for her. And on a lot of levels, she's looking at you and she's going, why are you trying to heal yourself? Why are you trying to do this? It's almost like she wants to save you. And I just want to find out why, Maria, because let's just go here on a scale of 0 to 10, and 10 like the heartburn and feeling distressed about this. What would you say you would be?
An 8.
An 8, okay, good. So let's just get you down to 0. And with this little girl, she's showing me what's happening for her, and she is in a priesthood, and she's been put into this priesthood to become one of them, but unfortunately on the way up to becoming one of them, she's completely used and abused on every level, and it's almost like it's part of the training that... she just gave me the word vicious. She feels like this is really vicious, and that she feels like even when it comes to mealtime and they don't give her a lot to eat, but she feels like she can't even eat it because she's so upset and so worried about who is going to want her next, who's going to use and abuse her next, what's happening. And she feels like, because she's very attractive as well, and she feels like she's her looks are against her. She wants to make herself ugly. She wants to, hide away. She doesn't want to be enlightened, because if that's what enlightenment is, she doesn't want to know about it. And so she's saying to you, why are you working with Sandra and Daniel? Why are you wanting to come into a place of enlightenment and wholeness? Don't you know it's dangerous? Don't you know that that you'll be used and abused and that people won't love you? And so she's really adamant, and she's the one that's been creating these problems for you. And that nausea that you're feeling, she's like, it's almost like I'm getting, it's quite, well, it's not unusual, but it's almost like she's put herself so far into your aura that she's affecting you on that level. It's like you've got, yeah, I just tested it. It's like you've got something with you, like an energy with you, and it's her. So it's not malevolent. It's just a part of you that doesn't want you to grow and expand into being a very high consciousness being. So let's just, for a start, I'm going to completely correct her. I'm going to go in on a quantum level. I'm going to appear to her as white light, and the very first thing I need to do is actually take her out of your system. So if you just want to take a deep breath for me, Maria, whilst I come in, and I'm just going to embrace this small child, embrace her and take her in my arms and take her out of your auric field and place her back into her own time frame. However, she just got a bit scared then. I don't know if you felt a little sick then, but she got scared because she doesn't want to go back to that time frame and to being used where she just can't swallow that life at all. And she really even wants to kill herself. And that's why she's attached herself to you. So let's just take her out and place her back into her lifetime. However, I'm placing her back into an entirely different order because she is a high consciousness being. She has come onto the planet to live an enlightened, highly expanded, incredible life, but she's not going to do it with these people. So I'm taking her and I'm actually seeing her. It's almost a nunnery, but not that. But these are priestesses, and they're very loving and compassionate, and they don't practice spirituality in this shocking way that this other order did. So I'm placing her there, and I'm completely neutralizing and deleting out of her system all of the stories and the memories of the abuse and how shocking it was, and having her now 100% infinite potential to know that she's safe on all levels and that she is now safe to grow, expand, to live as an enlightened whole being, to tap into her true self, to ignite her intuition, her clairvoyant abilities, and to be that powerful force for good that she agreed that she would be. So let's just go into your system, Maria. I'm going to completely neutralize and delete, zero to infinity, out of your system, the beliefs, programs, and ideas, and all of the issues, triggers, and choices associated with them to do with believing that becoming a high consciousness being is dangerous, that you mustn't do that, that you mustn't come into a place of enlightenment and wholeness, because if you do, you'll be abused, people will abuse you and use you, and that you won't be able to swallow what's going on. Let's give you 100% infinite potential to know the absolute truth, that in this lifetime, you and everybody else on this call, that it is safe for you to expand, to grow, to upgrade your frequency, to come into this place of enlightenment and wholeness, which is your birthright, and that you're safe to do that, and not only safe, but that it's imperative for you to do that with grace and ease. Let's also go in, and let's bringing in this white light that you've all been bringing in since the beginning of the call. We're going to activate the white light within each and every one of you. And so as I'm doing this with Maria, I'm doing it with you, wherever you are, and even if you're listening to the recording, we're going to go into your heart center, and I'm going to use my light hands, my energetic hands, to go into your hearts, and we're going to pull together all of the broken, hurt, grieving parts of your heart and pull them together into one beautiful heart, beating with this white light and unconditional love, where your heart now knows that it is safe to be an expanded, enlightened whole being, and that for you to come here and to accomplish your mission and purpose on this planet, which is to live as that and to impact this planet for good, then your heart needs to forgive. So we're placing in a forgiveness template into everybody listening to this call, where you can forgive everyone who has ever hurt you and anyone that you have ever hurt, and that you have to, in this moment, be willing and be compassionate to you. But be compassionate to all that you are, to all of the mistakes you've ever made, to all of everything that you have ever brought into your life via your thoughts, your feelings, your vibration, and really find forgiveness for yourself for having written the scripts that put you into these situations. We're also going to completely neutralize and delete the soul agreements that were made, Maria, that got you into that situation where you had to learn through fear, and that the fear was about becoming all that you can become. So for everyone on the call, all of your soul agreements where you've been learning through pain, grief, and trauma, let's completely cut them now, reducing the karma, and all make new soul agreements that it is time to move forward, not needing to learn those lessons of the past. And thanking the people who joined you in learning those lessons, even though many of them deserved an Academy Award for the incredible role they played and for how much they hurt you, let's completely bring in your ability to make a new soul agreement and to reset your agreements now so that you can walk through this life with more grace and ease. Also, in this white light, I want you all to imagine that any residual programs around fear of being enlightened and whole, of being free from your unconscious programs, let's just go in and have this white light act like a white light wash, like a shower of light rather than a shower of water. And this white light is pooling at the bottom of your feet into violet and purple light. And any residual programs that are stuck in your DNA right now or any other information center, including the brain and the heart, anywhere else, the midsection, your throat, your bowel, your genital region, your legs, hips, wherever any information is still locked in around this fear, let's have this white light wash it out and down into the violet light, have it transmuted, healed, and sent back to source. So completely free and clear to step into being able to energetically clear your own being with grace and ease and to be able to heal the way you know that healing is possible. Maria, how are you feeling?
I feel really good. Thank you.
Okay. So if you think
of quite a relief.
Great. And if you think of the eight that you were feeling before, can you find that angst now, or are you at neutral?
No, I'm at neutral. Thank you. It's interesting when you said about how she couldn't swallow, because I've had that through my life every now and again. I'll go through a stage where I really struggle to swallow food. And I've never known what that was from, but that's really interesting to know that it was from that little girl or that woman.
Yes.
And now it's gone. So, yay.
Yeah, thank you, Maria.
thank you
for being on the call. And I just want to honour you and thank you for being so diligent. Like, you really lift the bar. Maria was at our 3-day live event, Activate Enlightenment, in Melbourne. And not only did she move and shift mountains of stuff and really come into this really incredible place, but you can hear that she's trying to take herself, well, you are taking herself to the next octave. And I really honour you, Maria, for this work that you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So Leslie has put her hand up next. We're going to mute Maria. And Leslie, you're next.
Yeah.
What would you like me to... Hi. I don't think I've ever...
Hi.
Have you ever been on any of our calls?
No, I never have, and I have to tell you, I just pushed the button and the two, and just great fear, and just okay, you did it. First, I'd like to thank you both for this opportunity, and I just really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a never-ending reward for us, Leslie, when we hear people and feel their shifts and feel them get to that place where they're no longer suffering around something. So thank you. For us, it's a bit of enlightened self-interest because we love it as well. And as you know, Daniel's mission in life is to set people free. And mine,
which I love.
Yes, I know. And mine has always been, since a child, to be a fully enlightened being. So if you put those two people together, you get what's happening on this call right now.
Couldn't be more perfect.
Great. So, Leslie, what would you like me to work on?
Well, I know that since I was young, I consciously completely shut down. And really, I mean, the title of my movie has been Fear since. I mean, so much so that I put myself into a metaphorical coma and have only kind of, like, woken myself up in the last, like, few months. One, anything that you could offer me in the form of, you know, what you see and can activate and attune, I will also note that, especially with this call, you're talking at the topic being forgiveness. That is a huge, huge stumbling block to me of self-forgiveness. And I mean, it's huge. I think I have done a fairly good job at forgiving a lot of other people in my life. I can't, even though we're doing radical self-responsibility, it's almost as if I take way too much responsibility and I can't let myself off the hook.
That's a very typical thing. Yeah. Oh, yes. I work with so many very high consciousness people, and even there, we find that this is something that happens. I just want to ask you, when you say shut down from fear, and you've almost been in like a coma, and only just woken up the last few months, do you know what the fear is, and why you shut down conscious level?
Well, when I was really young, and I can even like, especially in these last few months, can vividly remember and feel. When I was very young, I could see auras of living things and talk about it and be very in tune and hear the tones. I think this was sort of a gift that was passed down. My grandmother was very, very in tune with this. I would often see people when they would pass and relatives coming to help them or usher them, and it's something that my father was very angry about, and he it was his mother who really was the person, so it was not to be talked about except in that safe space with my grandmother. And throughout life, time any kind of an insight or that would come up as life went on, I had an army of gatekeepers that just shut everything down, and it just progressed throughout my life. So it created like this huge pattern of fear. And every time I would try to go back to kind of touch back into that in spaces in my life, I would find that as I would get close, I would shut it down. So when you were speaking to Maria, I was like resonating completely.
Yes. And that's what happens when we do a program like this. No matter who gets on the call, there are no accidents, and everybody that gets on the call is resonating it. And remember this, that at some time or another in our lifetime, and I mean lifetime as in not this lifetime, but lifetime, that we've all experienced and done everything. So it doesn't surprise me that that resonates for you. But let me go in and find out what's happening here, because it sounds to me like you've been given some really beautiful gifts and that you were really meant to use those gifts on this planet to help people, and that by being shut down and by being in this coma, then you simply can't do that. Like you can't fulfill your mission and your purpose. Does it feel like that to you?
It definitely feels that way to me, and I just can't unblock it. So that's why so I appreciate it greatly.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, really, you said you've just come out of this coma, but the fear is still there. With this fear of really coming out and doing this work now, is it still a 10?
I think only when I pushed the button and started talking, getting ready to talk to you. It is. Talking to you, I mean, this is huge for me. I mean, really.
I honor you, and thank you for being so courageous. By the way, I got you were a 15 out of 10 when it came to fear around this. So just so you know.
Yeah, that worked. That worked.
Yeah. Let's have a look. I want to find out for you. And this word coma is very interesting to me. And it's interesting to me because it's part of the story and part of the event, emotion and decision, that is really having you like this at the moment. So let me just go in and just tap in and have a look at what's going on. Wow, I've got you as a young boy, a teenager, and you have all of these gifts intact and you use them all. In fact, it's like you're a druid and you have a mentor. I'm just really, it's really beautiful what I'm being shown. It's almost like archetypal. It's like Merlin and his apprentice, and you're the apprentice. And so in that lifetime, Merlin was bringing you up to a place where you could work with him as an equal. And so I'm not using the word Merlin. It wasn't Merlin. It was another being, mentor that you're working with. But I'm using that because everybody listening to this can get the idea. And for anyone who has any fear about coming out of the closet spiritually, this would be a really big one for you. And so I'm seeing this apprentice, and you're very diligent. You adore Merlin, and there's a part of you that really, really knows that you are going to be Merlin. And the problem is that as you get older, the ego starts to step in, and the ego doesn't want you just to work with Merlin. It wants you to be that. And you're taken into this ego place where you start doing magic and you start wielding these gifts that you have, but you do it in such a way that it is harmful to people. And you create such havoc that your spiritual teacher, your Merlin, I'm going to use the word knocks you on the head and puts you into a coma. It's not, I don't know that it's a physical knock, but if it could be that, then it's also very much energetic. And so you're out for the count. And your spiritual mentor cannot risk bringing you back and awakening you, because he is responsible for all of the pain and suffering that young man was causing. And he knows that he can't do that. So you're in there and you are saying, oh, I'll never ever use my spiritual gifts ever again. I will never look at anybody in any way that they would even think I was spiritual. I'm going to shut down so I can stay safe because I want to wake up. So you're in there wanting to wake up. And this is so, so interesting, because you've agreed lifetime after lifetime not to wake up, as in wake up spiritually, but you agreed that it was safe for you to wake up without that. So you've come here and you've given this script to your grandmother, you've given this script to your father, you've given this script to everybody who's ever thought you were woo-woo or crazy. Or who do you think you are? You can't do this spiritual stuff. It's nuts. And so everybody is shutting you down all the way along the line. But that's okay, because your ego is happy about that. Because whilst ever that's happening, you're gonna be safe. And not only that, the big, big one here is that it's not safe for people to be around me when I have these spiritual gifts. So I'm just going to go in, definitely on a quantum level, straight away to your spiritual mentor and to you. And I see him now. I've just appeared to him as this white light being, and I don't have to say a word. He's so incredible. And he looks at me and he feels the information, and he goes straight back to you and wakes you up. And the two of you embrace, and you come to resolution about the fact that you can be this incredible spiritual being and have these gifts, but they can only ever be used from a place of integrity, trust, leadership, and love. And that you agree to that in that lifetime. So that's done. So let's fast forward to right now. And I'm going to go in and completely neutralize and delete out of your system and anybody else's system that were working with a similar program of fear of your own clairvoyance, fear of your own spirituality, fear of all that you can be. Let's completely neutralize and delete zero to infinity out of your system. on a mental, emotional, physical, psychic, psychological, and spiritual level, including all issues, triggers, and choices associated with those levels. All of the stories and programs that say it's not safe for people to be around you when you're spiritual, it's not safe for you to be spiritual, it's dangerous, it's life-threatening, and it's really important to keep yourself small and to keep yourself in a place where you never, ever use this. And thank you, Daddy. Thank you for squashing me. Thank you to all the people shutting me down. Let's completely neutralize and delete all of that and give you 100% infinite potential to know the absolute truth that from this moment forward in this lifetime, you are safe to develop and expand your spiritual gifts, that it's safe for you to do so from a place of integrity and trust, trustworthiness, that you know that you will only ever tell 100% the truth and completely give from a heart-centered space, that it is okay and appropriate and important for you to expand and develop these gifts. And I'm going to neutralize and delete, zero to infinity, the belief that you should never have a spiritual mentor again because mentors knock you out. Mentors take you down. Mentors are dangerous because that's in there big time, right? Really big time. So I'm going to neutralize and delete that and give you 100% infinite potential to know that on every level, no matter what consciousness you're at on this planet, that you will find the right spiritual mentor for you, the one that won't shut you down, but who will completely uplift you, support you in every level of your growth, and help you to become this incredible being that you have come here to be. So just give you 100% infinite potential. I want to go into your heart center and completely neutralize and delete the karma between you, any mentor you've ever had, your father, and anyone who's ever shut you down. But I also want, and anyone that you have shut down, but I also want to place this forgiveness template deep inside your heart, inside the heart of the young man in the Merlin lifetime, and in the heart of each and every one of you, so that you can forgive the people who may have inadvertently tried to shut you down or definitely tried to shut you down because they thought they were doing the right thing for you. They thought they were trying to save you. So whatever their reasons are, let's completely forgive them. And we're going to place a new soul agreement into place here now because we're going to say thank you to your father, thank you to everyone who has ever shut you down, even to your Merlin who knocked you on the head energetically and physically, that you are ready to now learn and grow with a new soul agreement, that those agreements to come back here and to learn the lessons you've been here to learn, to move beyond the obstacles to your own magnificence, that you are now changing that. That you can now move forward with grace and ease, and that you can develop these spiritual gifts from a place of safety, trust, and integrity. Okay. Let me just go through a white light wash for you and everyone else. So anyone feeling any fear, negativity or pain around your own spiritual growth, let's completely have this white light go in, down and through you, and any residual programs come out into the violet light at the ground, completely transmuted, healed and sent back to source. So let's just check. I'm just going to check you now, Leslie. So it's dangerous to be spiritual. It's not dangerous to be spiritual. Great, strong, neutral. It's safe for you to be on this planet as a spiritual being and to work from that level. It's not safe. Good, strong, neutral. Okay, so being in a coma, not being in a coma. Strong, neutral. Waking up, being able to wake up now. Strong, neutral. Actually being able to forgive yourself for ever writing that script and having a huge amount of compassion for yourself now moving forward. So yes, and not having the compassion, not being able to forgive. Good, strong, neutral. Wow, okay. So I've got your grandmother here, by the way, and she is celebrating like you would not believe. I've got her. She's appearing to me younger than what she was when she died. Has she passed over, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Has your grandmother passed over?
Yes.
Oh, that's good, because sometimes I have mothers and grandmothers appease me. Their true self appears to me, so they don't have to, you know, they don't have to pass over to be here with me. So I've got her, though. She's showing herself younger than what she was when she died. And she's saying, wow, this is it. This is what I was trying to encourage in you. This is what... And she said herself that even she had fears around really coming out and really really being all that she could be. But now, thanks to these corrections, she's moving on and moving up and moving out. They're her words. Boy, she was fantastic. This woman. What life. You know, I feel like screaming because she's really talking loudly. And she's now, what she's saying, something very important for you, and that is that she's saying, I forgive my son. I forgive him with all of my heart for ever not understanding and for the fears that he had and for the programs he has and had running, knowing that he too, because of this correction of you and her, he too will be able to come to a more expanded place. And so she's thanking you for having the courage to not only get on this call, but to press that button. And I feel like crying. I don't know if you do or not, but the emotion here is just beautiful. The joy coming from that woman is huge. So, Leslie, how are you feeling?
Whoa. Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. I heard that wow.
Okay. Oh, wow. Where to start? When you started with the druid that you named Merlin, Tite,
yes.
I had this great feeling of sadness in my heart when you mentioned that. It felt like truth there, and then this great, when you mentioned him, it was just great sadness. First, it was great love, and then it just went right into great sadness. When you talked about sort of tapping me on the head or whatever, I felt like I was in this clear bubble. And all of that felt very real to me, what you were saying. And definitely, you know, appropriate to what has happened in this lifetime. Doing instruction, I mean, doing everything, I mean, just lots of tingling, lots of waves of things. When you brought my grandmother in, I mean, and when you healed things with Merlin and I, or the druid and I, I just wanted to cry. And then when you brought my grandmother in, it was that joyful cry. I mean, lots of emotion, obviously, is floating around. And I just feel all over on every cell, just screaming joy.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? So if you think about the 15 you were, of being in that coma and not being able to forgive yourself, because I know that that was what you thought was a block too, can you even find that now, or do you feel neutral?
I feel neutral.
Yeah, so you're a zero. Listen, that's a big shift, Leslie, in one call.
That's huge. Yeah.
Yeah.
This whole thing is huge.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Whew. Yeah. You're welcome, and I know that I want to thank you for bringing that subject up, because that's a big one for a lot of my private clients, and it comes up quite often. You are really not in any boat alone, for any of you. Leslie, thank you. We're going to mute you again. We've only got a short time left, so I might be able to have one more person. No, Daniel's saying, no, I can't. We want to take you into a meditation and the activation to forgiveness. So I just want to thank Maria and Leslie for really bringing to the table some really, really incredible blocks that they were having and obstacles. And just so you can see how easy this is to move through it and to really, really come to a place where you feel freedom. And that's why we call this program Reset into Freedom. So are you all ready to go into a beautiful true self meditation? It will be similar to last week's, because the aim of the game for these three calls is to really, as I said earlier, is to really strengthen your connection to your true self. Because it's from that place that it is easy to take radical responsibility and it is easy to forgive. And unless you can do both of those things, you're not on the right frequency. If you're not on the right frequency, you are absolutely not going to be successful on this planet, and that's all there is to it. So let's start. Are you ready? I want you all to just take a deep breath, breathing deeply. So sit with your eyes closed. Adjust your position so that you're comfortable. And take a few more deep breaths. So imagine your entire body relaxing, starting with your toes, and bringing a feeling of relaxation into your feet, calves and thighs, then up into your abdomen and lower back, your chest, upper back. Allow those huge muscles in your shoulders to just drop. And those tiny little muscles around your eyes, let them soften and relax. Next, relax your arms, your hands, your neck, your head, and your face. And let the muscles around your jaws and eyes again relax. Do this until you feel peaceful and focused. You might need to adjust your position so that the energy can flow more easily up and down the spine. So you might want to straighten and lift your upper chest with a deep breath. And notice that as you do this, you may also want to adjust the back of your head and neck to a more comfortable upright position. And this helps create fluidity in your emotional body, open your heart center, and make it easier to think in higher ways. So you are now ready to connect more fully with your true self. Imagine that you're being joined by many high beings who are sitting in a circle around you right now. Feel the peace, the joy, and the love all around you. And these beings are here to assist you to connect more fully with your true self. Now imagine your true self in the form of this white light. It's a beautiful, shimmering, radiant light. And greet and welcome your true self. Invite it to really come in deeper and deeper. So mentally ask your true self to assist you in making a stronger connection. Feel the radiance of its love surrounding you and embracing you. Feel the lines of light coming to you from your true self. And as these lines and columns of light touch you, feel your vibration increase. Your true self is now merging and becoming one with you. Wow, feel the molecules and atoms merging with it, as if you're reclaiming a part of your energy, which is exactly what you're doing. Let your true self merge with you even more until all your energy patterns are taking on the radiance of your true self. You and your true self are now one. So open your breathing to create a greater flow of energy in your body. Adjust your position so that you're sitting as your true self. Adjust your shoulders and your chest, maybe putting your shoulders back and your chest out to reflect your confidence and wisdom. And what facial expression do you have as your true self? Is it a smile? Let your face feel the joy and know the joy. And now think of a situation to do with needing to forgive someone and ask for guidance about that. As your true self, you are going to give yourself advice about the situation, this person or experience that you need to forgive. Imagine that you are the wise teacher and consultant. What advice would you give yourself in this situation? And ask your true self if it has any other messages, perhaps about your spiritual growth or your higher purpose or anything else. and know that your true self is going to give you the truth about who you are, your life, your being, your meaning, and your purpose. And your true self will always guide you into a place of forgiveness. So thank your true self for becoming one with you. And really use this meditation to connect with your true self for as long as you like. Remember that your true self is who you are. It's your power, your creativity, your wisdom. Your true self is eternal. Just breathing in, allowing your heart to expand with the forgiveness that you are. And right now, Daniel and I have both given you an activation. As you're sitting here, we're activating forgiveness within you as you. Just feel the energy coming to you, moving into your heart, allowing your heart and mind to connect in this place of absolute joy, of knowing that you are ready to let go and to be free from any situation or any person that has ever hurt you. This energy flowing in through the top of your head. Coming to you in the form of more white light. And allowing this energy to come through you. Activate your heart, your beingness, your magnificence. And taking a deep breath, just breathing deeply. And allowing yourself to stretch out, just really stretch out your hands, your feet, your toes. Clench your fists. And when you're ready, opening your eyes. And taking a deep breath, coming back down into your body, fully connected to this physical realm where you belong. Grounded. Safe to be on this planet, knowing that you and your true self are one, that you are this divine, perfect spiritual being, and that with ease and grace, you can instantly move beyond any of those ego mind stories, programs, ideas, and beliefs. So whilst you're in this beautiful state, I'm sure that we've had so many people. In fact, just one moment, just whilst you're in this state, is there anybody who would like to share anything about how they're feeling right now? If there is, I think you have to press *7 to put your hand up, and you can just let us know how you're feeling.
*2.
Oh, sorry, *2 to raise your hand if you'd like to share anything about this call so far.
If you can talk.
Really, I should do this at the beginning, you know, halfway through the call, because after we've given you this activation and this meditation and the corrections and the attunements, it's very hard for people to even open their eyes and talk. Many times when I'm working with my clients, they start off sitting up, and they often end up lying down on the floor or having to go to bed for a couple of hours after we've finished our session. So I do understand if you cannot raise your hand right now to share anything, that's just fine. And just to let you know that there are so many ways that you can continue working with us. Obviously, we've got our third call next week that I hope that you can make. If not, listen to the recordings. We have an incredible program called Unstoppable Life. It's a 21-day program where we dive deeply into these three universal truths. And from that place, you spend 21 days completely immersed in your own in the revelations of your own being. And I think there's a couple of people on this call who've done the 21-day program. And it really is an incredible place to start. So you might want to, if you're interested in talking to us about the 21-day program, you can email us at Sandra Biskind, S-A-N-D-R-A, B-I-S-K-I-N-D, Biskind at me.com, M-E.com. And you can talk to us about the 21-day program, but also the live events, because what we're doing online here virtually is so powerful. There's a magic, though, that happens when you're in a live event that cannot be duplicated. And, of course, during the course of our live events, we get to physically put our hands on your head and give you these activations and to move through a lot of your programs and to get you clear of the 8 blocking frequencies to you being able to sustain and have a full connection to your true self.
We have one Aussie who would like to share.
We've got an Aussie on the phone that would like to share. Okay.
Please go ahead.
You're on. Who is this?
It's Ash. How are you?
Hi, Ash. How are you? Wonderful to have you on the call.
That was just amazing. I kind of saw myself as going into that white light and people surrounding me and her moving closer to me as we're connecting to that. And I'm getting teary. I don't know. It just was very powerful. And I just wanted to say that if anyone on the call has the opportunity to do the 21 days, that's where my journey really started with you, and it's only moved forward, and the power of that and working with you guys and doing the live event, it's changed my whole view, and it's just something that's very, very powerful. So I just wanted to say that, and thank you again. I love you both for being a part of that. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ash. It was just an honour to have you in the room with us in Melbourne. Ash is from Sydney, and to have you travel down to Melbourne for it. It was, yes, there's something about a live event that you can't, it's really difficult to explain, isn't it? What the magic and the miracles that happen. But thank you for being on the call. Anybody else like to share anything? Okay, so just so you know, the next call is next Tuesday, and we do want to apologize. We have a new webmaster that we're working with, and she has been sending out all sorts of crazy emails in crazy, not in sequence, and I want to apologize for that, and that this is not the third call in the sequence, it's the second, and that the third call will be next Tuesday. The recording for this should be up within 24 hours, and please listen to it over and over again, because everyone gets the corrections, everyone gets the attunements, the transmissions of energy, and you've just, all I can say is that having done this work for over 40 years now, I'm always looking to get to the next octave. And Daniel and I are always putting our hand up with each other. We act as each other's spiritual mentors, and you know, we're correcting ourselves daily. As soon as any fear, negativity or pain comes up, we're onto it, and it's instant. So there are live events, there's group coaching coming up in July, which is a very, very exciting program, and there's the 21 days. So please email me if you have any questions about how you would like to continue working with us. And I think Daniel's here, and he's going to close this beautiful call. Thank you so much for being on the call. We love you and honor you.
Mother, Father, God, we thank you for the gathering of members of our soul family, for the respect and acceptance, the openness, honesty, transparency, and confidentiality we create together in this safe and sacred space. Thank you for the goals, intentions, and aspirations we share, and we commit to support one another to each achieve these in our own best way. Thank you for empowering us to take radical personal responsibility and to implement our new mantra, I forgive everything. Thank you for the trust to be vulnerable, the strength to persist in doing the deep work required to make the shifts we each seek, to grow, evolve, and have fun, becoming the best version of ourselves, becoming a platinum being. And so it is.
And so it is.
God, amen.
God bless everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Namaste.